sound of Winnie biting her foot like a little rat.
She's nibbling her foot and she's got allergy.
Is that your intro?
Oh, my dog's biting her foot. Yeah. She's got allergies.
We're doing another off-topic episode.
Now, come on, do a proper introduction.
What's a proper introduction?
Well, I have a little slurp of my tea.
It's disgusting.
You say it's disgusting, but on TikTok, I keep coming across eating ASMRs.
TikTok is not a place for well-rounded, normal people.
Every so time I'm see it, I keep thinking of you. Oh,
nothing worse.
It's just a massive pair of lips, right? With colour-matching lipstick or glitter or shit on it.
So they're like nice lips?
Yes, Coop, they're nice lips.
Right, okay.
One might say they're blowjob lips, if that's what you're after. Anywho.
And some, it's just DSLs.
Like a, some DSLs. Some DSLs. It's just close-up of said DSLs. And they're just eating things, like, slow motion. And it's like, it's from somewhere in Asia, you can tell. I think it's Japanese or something. And they, like, they've just coated it all in sugar. And people type emojis of what they want to watch them eat. Oh. So it's like honey, and they're eating like honeycomb. And it's like,
oh,
like that.
That is
or they have
gross.
Like, or somebody will put up like strawberry, and it will be a like a candied strawberry, so that they crunch into it.
Oh,
I need to find this. This is good. You should watch them.
That is disgusting.
I'm gonna get one up for you now because I know how much you hate the sound of chewing.
It's about mouth sounds
with
in general.
A passion.
So like, yeah, if you eat too loudly, like you eat with your mouth open. Mm-hmm. I think we've spoken about this before, but
only when I'm not concentrating.
No, it just makes my spine cringe.
You are going to die then at these.
And then the other thing I hate is whispering. But like not, like whispering's fine. Like if you're like, hello. But like people that whisper shout, like they're going like, they're trying to be quiet, but they're shouting, whispering, and they're actually being louder than if they just talked normally. I hate that when they're like, I'm just trying to tell you that, you know, you left your keys, blah, 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 blah. And they,
you're
like,
talking about me.
Well, just people in general do that all the time.
Are you ready for this?
No, I don't think so.
Turn it right up.
Oh, man.
I wish you could see his face.
What the fuck is that?
That's the frozen honey, I think.
Oh, that is disgusting.
See? Candied grape.
I'm not enjoying this.
The dog looks so confused. She's sniffing the air like there's food somewhere.
Is the mic like in her mouth?
I don't know.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
But do you see what I mean? It's like emojis.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Honestly,
she's drinking.
Crossing my legs so hard right now. That is like,
why are you crossing?
I feel
your
like
legs?
My skeleton's gonna like fold inside out.
I'm gonna say you feel like your skeleton's gonna crawl out your asshole.
Oh man!
Do you want to describe to the people what's happening now?
She's eating a candied banana and just spraying whipped cream into her mouth. Oh,
I mean,
no.
My IBS could never, but I would if I could.
Is that toast?
Yeah.
Why is it so crunchy?
See what I meant about DSLs though?
Yeah, they're nice lips, but I'm just so put off. She ate the leaf of the strawberry. She's eating that corn on the cob whole. No.
Is she? Shut up.
No,
she's not. She's spinning
sorry,
it.
Sorry, I thought she
she's
was literally just eating it whole.
That's the
well,
best bit.
I'm not gonna. No.
There's honestly, there's
don't,
so many.
Please don't.
So many. Oh, what about her eating prawns? I wish I could record your face. So prawns is first on the menu.
No, right. I can't.
And then fish. I hope it's a whole fish. Oh, no, it's.
Oh, like the squishy stuff's worse than the crunchy stuff.
You reckon?
Oh, so horrible.
Oh, as you love drinking so much.
Is that,
an egg?
She's just eating eggs with the shell. Oh yeah, the squishy stuff is so fucking horrible. So this is what it's like every time you eat a meal next to me.
Oh, shut up, I'm not this bad.
Yeah, you aren't, like, that is what it sounds like. You, when you're tucking into your chili con carne or whatever.
How dare you? I really want you to see, if you don't like the squishy, I feel like you need to see the honeycomb. So this is all squishy stuff. First of all, it's this weird jelly.
Oh man.
The dog's face. Dog's like, I can hear chewing, but I can't find the food. Look. Wait for the honey. Oh. The honey. Look.
How many of these did you watch, Sammy?
I find them really relaxing.
What the fuck?
I just find ASMR really relaxing.
What, on a Friday evening, you're just going to kick back and watch a couple of these?
Look at this honeycomb.
What's that?
I have no idea. Like an eyeball.
Like a gummy eyeball. That's a choking hazard. Come on. This is disgusting. She's got braces.
Yeah. I know, she's living life on the edge.
Oh my god, that's so
the sugar.
Gross.
The sugar though, like,
hey, her orthodontist would not be happy if you found out about this video. This channel.
Do you reckon he watches it and he's like, hang on a tick. I know those braces.
I know those DSLs. That is horrible, Sammy.
Anywho, I'm glad I've introduced that. No, honestly, I find it really peaceful. I could sit there and watch that for hours.
I suppose we should intro the episode a little bit and say we're out of ideas this week, so we're just doing chatter.
This is chatter.
We're just chatting.
Chatter number two, because we did a chatter at the beginning of last year, didn't we?
Yeah, it was around your birthday when...
I was preggers.
You were preggers.
Just found out I was preggers, didn't we?
We didn't have time to plan anything, so we just talked about what we were watching on telly.
No, I hadn't just found out I was pregnant, actually. I was about 6 weeks pregnant, wasn't I?
Yeah,
it was still early days, wasn't it?
You were just gesticulating. Germinating. No, what's the fucking word?
What the fuck are you saying?
What does the egg do?
It gestates, doesn't it?
You were gestating.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Don't put me under pressure like this.
Yeah, right, you're a vet. You should know.
I'm not a vet.
So, yeah, no holes barred. Literally, Sammy is eating chocolate orange into the microphone with her DSLs and slurping tea like there's no abandon. With no abandon.
I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting this week, folks.
I can't believe that you don't like those videos. I'm really upset.
Gross. Actually, on the subject of videos, so this episode I wanted to reserve for things that doesn't, like...
Keep words out. You're struggling. You're struggling today, boy.
It's because there's no structure. I like structure. No.
We are polar opposite. Can I just say?
Go on.
At my work, we did a personality workshop thing, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why I'm saying you
weren't. I mean, I wasn't there. I heard secondhand.
Yeah, but I came home with it and we know exactly personality types in regards to primary colours. I'm as fucking yellow as they come in regards to my
personality. Extroverted.
Extroverted, but internally I'm introverted, I think.
Yeah. We're just going to disclaim that these personality tests are like astrology for corporate wankers.
Coop, you can't say that. No,
true.
The difference is, though, is that this is, like, it's created by psychologists. Like, it does make sense.
Yeah.
Like, from a scientific point of view.
Psychology, though?
Well.
Is it a real science?
Freud would be spinning right now. He would be rotating in his grave.
I got deep into the Myers-Briggs, didn't I, years ago.
You did.
But over time, I've just been like, yeah. But this is like basically like Myers-Briggs,
yeah,
isn't it?
But we've realised that we are quite opposite in how we live our lives a little bit, aren't we?
Well, when we did Myers-Briggs, we were the same personality type.
We were...
ENFP,
were
both
we?
Of us, yeah. Sometimes I was INFP, which is introverted.
Yeah.
But sometimes I was ENFP, which is extroverted.
See, when we did that, though, we only had one child, and I think my non-neurotypical side hadn't completely exploded out into the world, where now...
It's getting worse.
Now I can't cope from day to day, and I am very frantic all
but
the time.
You got yellow...
So mine goes yellow, green, red, blue. So pretty much the non... I'm very run by my emotions, which makes sense.
And when I did mine, I think I did mine like probably 5 years ago of that you same test.
Green, blue, red, yellow, weren't you?
No, I was green, red, blue, yellow.
Yeah. See, I would put you more as green, blue, red, yellow now.
Maybe.
You're but quite like
I was
chill.
Balanced. I was balanced on those.
You are.
Three.
Yeah, you're a bit.
I
of
was
everything.
Higher on the green, but balanced on the other three.
Yeah, because you're quite. I wouldn't say you're
green was like caring.
Yes, I wouldn't say you're like run by your emotions before thinking logically. I'd say you think logically and then get pissed off when other people don't think logically.
I still care. That's the thing. I might put on the brave face, but I still care, Sammy.
Oh, I know you care.
I hurt deep inside.
Yeah. Where I like to think I'm, yeah, I'd say I'm yellow, green, red, blue, but maybe sometimes I'm yellow, red, green, blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Certain sometimes. Times of the month. Sometimes I think when I was younger, I was definitely more. So basically, if you don't know what we're talking about, you need to look this up because at the minute we're just spouting colours. But yellow is very...
yellow is extroverted.
It's very extroverted, as in bubbly, chatty, a little bit manic.
Just a pinch.
Just a pinch of mania. And like very friendly and...
you get energy from being around people.
Borderline annoying, basically. And that's me. And then green is very empathetic, caring, like having to make sure everyone's okay, sort of that side. Red is very run by your emotions.
They're pragmatic.
Yeah, but still like going to do things, but we'll probably end up doing things their way. And then blue is like...
it's like being direct. Like yeah. Red is directness.
Yeah, red is very direct. And then...
short-terminism.
Yeah. And then blue is strategic, isn't it? Like Spock.
Yeah, analytic.
Analytic. So, yeah, I think I'm
like
a bit
if you
of
imagine
a...
red people are like salesmen, blue people are like lawyers and developers and that kind of stuff. Green people are usually like, I don't know, people that work in customer service or... work with customers
or nurses,
uh-huh. Marketing, anything where you've got to be quite like emotion driven.
Yeah.
And then yellow, don't know what I'd say about yellow. Salesmen probably
I'd
again.
I'd say salesmen are more yellow and comedians and like people that, and performers, artists.
Yeah, performers.
Very outgoing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think maybe I'm very yellow, but I wonder if I'm a little bit of a mix of green and red because I can sometimes be quite abrupt, can't I? I can sometimes be blunt, as I've been told.
Astrology for wankers.
Tell the listeners what Bea's new favourite thing to do when you're having a wee wee is.
Oh, my God. So we've talked about the bathroom door thing before.
She does not care.
She's just not... I don't know what it is. Like, as soon as she hears me get into the loo...
she's fascinated,
she's
darling.
In there... and mm-hmm. Yeah, her new thing is to stand next to the
can
toilet.
Can we just say our bathroom door isn't easy to lock either?
No. But she'll stand next to the toilet while I'm weeing. I'll be like, B, can you stand back? You're going to get wee on you.
Or can you just go away?
Yeah, can you go away? Go find mum. And she's like, nope, need to watch. Okay. And then she starts going, stop. Go. Stop. Go. Because obviously when you're a bloke, it's not a constant flow. Like, it does stop and go towards the end. But like, the other day, I took her to a cafe and I had to have a wee while I was in there. And she just started going, stop! Go! I'm like, B, I'm not controlling that. It's stopping and going by itself.
She's fascinating.
So, yeah.
You need to lock that door.
I know. I need to, like, freaking... lock her away.
You need to put her in her room with her toys and be like, stay here, I'm having a wee.
But anyway, I found this video which I've been wanting to show you for absolutely ages.
So we're now going back to the two different personality types. This is your organised chaos. Where is, I'm just laying on my side eating chocolate orange and stuff and tea.
But I saved this video like probably a year ago.
Oh my gosh, okay.
I was like, yeah, we should watch this at some point because okay. I don't know what topic it would ever be connected to. So, But basically this is a video where they're trying to recreate what a Neanderthal sounded like. Okay,
and you've just reminded me of something I wanted you to try as well. Okay.
Park that.
I'm parking it.
and Patsy Rodenberg has just been given the newly created vocal tracks.
Oh, goodness, that's very interesting. This is a human. This is a human throat. This is a Neanderthal, and it's very squat. Probably the voice would be higher.
Hey.
So, Elliot, let's try male human voice, count over three.
One, two, three.
Just pitch up your voice.
One, two, three.
Now, we might have an idea that a macho sound is low, but that might be very useful, but it gets even more complex.
This guy... Oh,
there's a BBC documentary.
As well as his vocal tract, our Neanderthal's strange shape would also have affected his voice. His deep rib cage, a large and heavy skull.
Oh my God, what noise is he going to make?
And most of all, a huge nasal cavity.
Am I going to cry?
Let's
you're
just add
already.
A bit of nasal now.
One, two, three.
Now, the
Stop
other
it.
Thing that would be happening, which would actually increase that quality, is a very heavy skull that seems to pull down into the throat there. Now, add to that the fact that they had a fantastic chest, which is a support system of breath,
no.
which can produce enormous chest resonance and no. tremendous power. So I imagine that
so
they wouldn't
zone.
Have subtle sounds. It would be loud, very loud, or very, very loud. And we can try and get that. By,
he's into it.
I'm now going to engage Elliot by push into me. And this is actually getting him right into his body. Now speak.
One, two, three!
Now let's make a sound. Just let's make a huge R. And again.
Stop it. Stop it. No wonder they... Oh, my God. That's... I love that you were like, I have no context.
I just like, when the hell would I ever be able to use that in an episode? So that was on a BBC show called
I remember
Neanderthal
that show.
The Rebirth.
I think I remember it.
And yeah, just
oh my gosh. So we sounded weird.
No, we were never Neanderthals, Sammy.
No, but our ancestors sounded weird.
Yeah.
You I would know think we they were sound never like, Neanderthals.
You'd think they sound like gruff, but no, they sound a fucking Dalek.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I was trying to think what it reminds me of.
And then
exterminate.
Someone did this edit.
Oh, stop. Have they put it over music or something? Why am I watching Sia? Oh no, oh no.
One, two, three. 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 One, two, three.
No. Amazing. I feel that sort of links in quite nicely to what I wanted you to try.
What? You want me to dress like a Neanderthal
no.
in the bedroom?
I really don't. You look like a Neanderthal. You look like a Neanderthal anyway.
Oh, that's not very nice.
You've got like missing link feet, haven't you?
What, my feet look like Neanderthal feet?
Yes, and you know that's true. You have crazy wide hairy feet and you can pick shit up with your feet. It's really freaky. Right, no. So I saw this. This is a trend currently trending on Le TikTok. TikTok's become my version of Reddit to you. Right. What
Never
I
heard
want
of
you
it.
To do I'm gonna hold the mic for you.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to breathe out. So you do this. Until your breath's running out. And then last minute, squeeze your throat.
Right, okay. Squeeze it where? There.
Just go, like, squeeze it and keep the noise coming, just as your breath's running out, okay? Are you going to hold your own mic?
Yeah.
I love that you're
so
coughing.
So breathe out.
Breathe out, and then as you're reaching the end of your breath, squeeze your throat. No,
what?
Your throat. So, like, as don't let it completely run out as it's coming to the end.
Oh, okay.
Do it like that. Push into your throat. push into your throat. No, push into your throat. No, watch me.
You're right, you fucking do it. I don't know what you're on about.
So you have to go.
Okay. Oh my god, the dog. The dog did not like that.
So try it again, but instead of blowing, just go like with your mouth open and do it.
All right.
And push into your throat. Right. You sound like the caveman.
I get it. Okay, I get it.
Go on, do it again.
Okay, right.
No, that's not it. That's you're making a noise already. You just gotta go.
I can't do it. Can't
just
do
breathe
it.
Out. I'll do your throat.
No, I don't trust you.
I'll do your okay, throat. Right. Just breathe out normally. No, you're whooing again. No, stop it. Just. Stop it.
I can't do it without making my lips.
No, you can. Just go.
Just. It didn't work. Right, I'm calling that a fail.
No, it's not a fail.
It doesn't work.
Because you're constantly going. The whole point was you're supposed to go.
Why can you do it so easily?
I think it's like pushing just above my vocal cords.
Yeah.
You're not doing it hard enough. Look. Like, just under. Now.
It's not working.
Does it automatically work? It automatically works.
I think my neck's too, like, thick.
I was doing it on when I got home from work in the driveway for about 4 minutes.
What the fuck? So I'm in here fighting for my life with the kids, and you're just sat in the driveway.
I'm making goose noises in the car.
Trying to wrestle the children into bed, and you're just fucking going. Making yourself laugh.
Yeah, just laughing to myself.
That's incredible.
God.
I mean, I haven't really got anything else to show. That was kind of it. That's the only like thing that I saved, like for a rainy day, like today.
That was amazing. Amazing.
So Sammy's going to pop to Lou. And I'm going to try and vamp on my own for a few minutes. One thing that me and Sammy were talking about the other day is certain songs that you know back to front, you've heard millions of times, but you still mishear the lyrics because you've never looked up the proper lyrics. And there's one which Sammy just can't get out of her brain, which is the Newfound Glory song, All Downhill From Here. Is that right? And there's a part, I think it's in the pre-chorus, where it says, but you were acting out your part. And Sammy, since she first ever heard the song, has always thought that it said, Pikachu erecting out your butt. And now I didn't hear this at first, but now I can't unhear it. So every time that bloody song comes on in the car, Sammy is always there looking at me around the pre-chorus going, Pikachu, erected out your butt. Yeah. And there's another one. The one for me growing up that I always misheard was in the Fall Out Boy song Dance Dance, where it says... I don't even know what the actual lyric is, but it sounds like he says dick stuck to your tongue. And I have not... Actually, I'll look it up now, but I have no idea what the actual words are. But no matter what, I always hear dick stuck to your tongue. But it started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. But the actual lyric is barely started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. So it's a romantic stuck to my tongue.
Romantic?
Yeah, but I always thought it was dick stuck to my tongue.
Why would it be dick?
Well, I know it's not dick, but it just always sounded like dick. Oh, I remember a really funny one, actually. Mm-hmm. Sammy's back, by the way.
Guess who's back?
Your mum.
All right.
your mum.
Yeah.
So she's a big Michael Jackson fan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of her favourite artists.
Yeah, would I'd you say so. Yeah.
So the song Smooth Criminal.
Mm-hmm.
So she heard that for the first time in the 80s, yeah?
Yeah. I know where you're going with this.
She thought that instead of Annie, are you okay? She thought it was Eddie,
yeah.
Are you walking?
Eddie, are you walking? That was it.
For like her whole life until I was like, no, it's Annie, are you okay?
Yeah. That's all I have in my head though when I hear it, because growing up, my mum was always like, Eddie, are you walking? Are you walking, Annie? Who the fuck's Eddie? Eddie, are you walking? Are you walking, Annie?
You've been hit, but yeah.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Really, really bad.
Do you have any like other misheard lyrics?
No, you've said the Pikachu erected out the butt, haven't you?
Yeah.
What other misheard lyrics?
So in our new house, like Sammy can hear me from the toilet. So you heard my whole vamp.
Pretty much,
How was the vamp out of 10?
The vamp was pretty good. It was hard to concentrate on the vamp because as I was trying to go to the toilet, the dog was trying to steal toilet paper out my hand.
Jesus Christ.
It was rude.
Our dog is such a miscreant.
She's not a miscreant. She's just misunderstood.
Yeah.
Misunderstood. No, I'm trying to think all Fall Out Boy lyrics I misheard.
Yeah, pretty
at some
much.
Point.
Every I think, song.
I think Sugar We're Going Down. I'm trying to think.
Watching you two from the closet.
Wishing to be the shit stain in your dreams. Thought that was what it was.
Shit stain in your dreams.
In your jeans, sorry.
Oh my God.
That's what I thought it was. Growing up, that's what I thought it was. I thought it was shit stain in your dreams. Listen. Watching you two.
Just want to be that shit stain in your jeans.
Yeah. Freak shit in your jeans, I'm pretty sure.
That is some freaky shit, man.
Let's have a look. Wishing to be the friction in your jeans. They knew what they were fucking doing. Oh. That sounds like freak shit.
That's some really horny lyrics.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's not freak shit.
And also, that's the whole lyrics are, is this more than you bargained for yet? Oh, don't mind me, I'm watching you two from the closet wishing to be the friction in your jeans.
Yeah.
So jacking off watching two people at it in the closet.
Watching them dry hump.
Yeah. You know what I've got in my head now, don't you?
What?
I'm gonna swing from the chandelier.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Can you try and do it?
Do what?
Try and get yourself into that position and make the noise that a Neanderthal makes.
What did...
So
he... Like, stood like that.
Yeah, like wind your chest up. Squat your back of your skull down into your neck. Go on. Like, oh my God.
Like a fucking lizard.
No. Your neck. It's gone. You're like a penis. No. You're scrunching out. You can't. You've got to keep your shoulders right. And I'll bring you.
How do I make the noise?
You got to push against me.
Push against
you? Yeah, because you have to push. Because that's it, like that. And now, high, count 1, 2, 3. Go.
1, 2, 3. That was pretty good.
Oh, God. The dog shat herself.
Sorry, Winnie.
The dog was like, what Sorry. The fuck was that noise?
That is your worst nightmare. That is a Neanderthal. It's
do you know
killing
what
machine.
When you're counting like that, though, that is how I would imagine like a horror clown, like Pennywise, to talk.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Isn't it? That like frantic little horribleness.
Yeah.
It's scary.
So if any film writers are out there, screenplay writers.
Neanderthal.
Neanderthal is your next big hit.
Wasn't there a horror about a guy's dad that turns into a clown? Like the nose gets stuck on him and shit.
That sounds like a Goosebumps episode.
No, it's not a Goosebumps episode. It's an actual horror, an actual movie. I think it's called The Clown.
Sounds like a dumb movie.
No, I think it's called The Clown.
All right.
But yeah, if anyone knows what it is. Because I saw like a clip of it and like he's trying to get the nose off and he like can't get it off. It's like attached to his skin. Horrible.
Oh shit, son.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for listening today, folks. We hope you've enjoyed.
Shit. On a stick.
Hope you enjoyed the Neanderthal thing.
Yeah, that's tickled
that's
me.
That's basically, yeah, that's what I'm going to take away from today. What about you?
Yeah, the Neanderthal thing, I think. And also your face watching those eating ASMRs.
Oh, man. Oh, that is going to plague my dreams.
I think I'm going to purposely eat like that now.
What, you already do?
No. No, I don't. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to wait until you go to the toilet in one episode, and then I'm going to go and I'm going to get a load of like really noisy things, and in the mic I'm going to be like...
Oh, for when I'm editing.
For when you're editing and you're going to be like...
Yeah. I'll be like, 1, 2, 3. Thank you, everyone.
Cheers,
catch you
guys.
Again next week.
Bye-bye.